Well, and I think when they legalize it, it'll be for like you can have a joint.
Yeah.
You can't have 8 keys of fucking marijuana sitting in your trunk and just be like, it's Tuesday, bitch, and it's legal.
There's not too many people in Iowa anyway that have 8 kilos of weed on them.
Yeah,
But I mean, more than a
see,
joint.
and that's how bad I am with my drugs. It's like, I know it's a key of coke, but is it a key of weed? Is it a pound of weed? Is it, you know,
Ounce, gram,
ounces, grams?
pound.
Exactly. Like I just used to, I know that a dime bag used to cost $10, and that was it. That's why it was a dime.
That makes sense,
Yeah,
actually.
if you were broke as fuck, you're like, all right, you know, I hate to ask, man, but can you break that shit down to a nickel?
Right. I'll share it with you.
Hi, I'm TRB.
And I'm Heather D.
Welcome to Rantyville. I'm going to tell you right now, my fucking hip has been killing me lately. And I think you bring up a good point that it's years of retail and shitty floor surfaces.
I don't think people understand how terrible it is on your body and your especially the lower half of your body, just walking around on concrete for 8 to 10 hours a day.
Yeah, and like, you know, I would kill for a job with carpet.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
Like, you know, I wouldn't even mind. You could say 8 hours on concrete or 10 on carpet. I'll take the fucking 10 on carpet just for the extra, I don't know, springiness or bounce or whatever.
Some kind of shock absorbent.
Yeah, because on
So is your
concrete,
hips.
huh?
It's your hips and your knees that are absorbing all that shock.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the knees are holding up okay, but I will tell you right now, my fucking hip is killing me to the point where I broke down. And look, people, I get it. I'm not a spring chicken. I'm not dead either. Look, I turned 40 in a few months, all right? But I broke down and I ordered a fucking like hip support brace thing on Amazon, okay?
No,
Just
no,
cause
no, no.
I can't gimp it for 8 hours.
Gonna start calling you Grandpa Ranty.
I mean, I got Tyler calling me Papa Ranty. You're gonna call me Grandpa Ranty.
Got so many stories to tell, so much
Yeah.
wisdom to pass on.
And your kids this week were like, "Hey, who's that guy? Oh, that's Mr. Ranty. Oh, Mr. Ranty's a nice guy."
They're like, he's related to Mama Papa, right? I'm like, I don't think so. But maybe.
I had to do a Skype test to make sure that video would work in a certain part of a certain building for a certain reason. I don't want to give out too much, but you know, other people were like, I mean, I guess we could do a Skype video chat thing, but I don't know how to make that work." And I'm like, "Holy fuck, how stupid are you people?" All right, watch. I'm gonna walk out in a room and just try it myself. And hey, there's Heather driving the kids home. And
Thanks.
I like how you kept it on half of your face.
I was trying to watch the road and I'm just like, there it is.
Yeah.
I was not looking at myself in the thingy.
No, but I tell you what, the boys were fixated on Uncle Ranty.
Oh my God, yeah, they love talking to people. They have zero stranger danger. Like I could have handed them the phone and they would have had an hour long conversation with you.
And you know what? If I had had an hour, I would have been perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, they're pretty fun to talk to.
I even would have grabbed my own kids and been like, "Here, you know, little D's, little Ranties, you guys catch up.
Yeah.
You guys chat about life while you're at it."
I can only imagine the things that they would come up with, all of our children.
Oh, I will tell you right now, I had to pop my oldest one earlier today because I am finally tired of hearing what was like doo doo caca. And then PP.
What is that from?
It's from Evan Almighty, or excuse me, Bruce
Oh, okay.
Almighty.
Yes, that, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and he, you know, makes Evan say all these crazy things. He's like, blah, 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 trying to sink his anchor job.
Oh my God, yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
That sounds super familiar. I mean, that's a very unforgettable line.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it just, it got old.
I imagine.
After like a month of, you know, like reach over to tickle the kid or something, and he's like, doo-doo caca. And then, like, it's over, and he looks at me, and she goes, pee, pee. I'm like, all right, dude, I get it. Just stop saying that, okay? Because I don't need two of you running around screaming, doo-doo caca, every time something happens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then the three-second pause, and pee, pee.
You know. My children pick up horrible lines from Bob's Burgers, which I really shouldn't let them watch, but they love to walk around and sing I'm a sexy little tiger, and I'm just like, good Lord, that's not okay.
It's better than Caillou.
Oh, that's true. My husband has made it very clear that Caillou is not allowed in our house because he's a whiny little bitch.
Good man.
And even the kids know that, like, they see Caillou and they're like, Dad hates Caillou
mm-hmm.
so much.
Yep.
They haven't even watched it, and they know that Caillou is a little bitch. It's so funny.
I was gonna say when Nora gets old enough, it's gonna be so ingrained in her, like her first three words will be when Caillou comes on, and she'll just point and go, "Whiny little bitch."
Yeah.
And you'll be like, "Hey, she's
so help me.
She's speaking. Hey, look, wait a minute.
Stop.
What did she just say? No, we can't do that. Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, so you ordered a hip thing on Amazon?
Yeah, it goes around the thigh and the waist, and it's supposed to like help keep the hip flexor and everything all together. Look, it I know it makes me sound fucking decrepit, like a cane and a walker are the next steps.
I mean, no.
Yeah, it makes me feel that way. It gives me some serious concerns about my 40s already that I'm excited that it'll be here by Friday.
Oh, God, yeah. You'll have to give a review, a product review.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'll plug in the portable mic and just walk around.
Yeah.
Say, oh, well, it eliminated the hip pain, and maybe I can get a spot as a 2 a.m. infomercial.
There we go.
You know, although my personal favorite, because of course I do go to bed quite late doing this, is, and we got rid of the cable box, so it's all the over-the-air channels in the bedroom, which is perfectly fine because I don't need to see a fucking Kardashian at 2 a.m. Or ever. But my favorite one is for Dr. Ho's back belt.
Okay.
And Dr. it looks. Ho- Yeah, it looks ingenious, but it's the guy's name is Dr. Ho, and he's very, like, stereotypically Asian.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, my back belt help you relieve a back pain. And you're just like, is this guy fucking with me? Like, does he know that most people watching this right now are drunk?
And they're still laughing about Ho from the beginning of
exactly.
the commercial.
Exactly. It's got like a big, you know, Dr. Ho's seal of approval or something. You're just like, seriously, dude? Like, you couldn't have just fucking made up a name?
Yeah. This Ho says yes.
Ah, 100% Ho approved.
For back pain.
Put this Ho on your back. You'll feel better. I mean, like, I'd love to know the outtakes. I'd love to see those.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean,
I would not be able to like keep a straight face during that entire thing. I could not be a part of it.
Oh yeah. Or be the guy that has to chat him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, oh yeah, straighten your spine. You feel good. You walk all right. And you just go, okay, Dr. Ho. How do the people? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Hold on. Is this guy's name really Ho?
Right.
I seriously, you guys are gonna pay me to call him Dr. Ho? But that's his real name. It is? Okay. All right. Fuck it. Take two.
It's crazy. Ho is like the Jones of Asian culture.
Right.
There's specific areas, I guess. But It is crazy.
Yeah, it's Ho comes out of China quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Wen, Nguyen, that'll come out of like Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Really showing you my cultural richness right now.
Passing down your knowledge.
That's right. And Kim is a big one out of Korea.
True. I've heard that a couple times.
Yeah. Japan, I don't know. Their shit is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually somehow I got sucked into the fucking YouTube time suck today.
Oh, no.
Where it's like, oh, check out this video real quick. And like three in, they had the closing of the Rio Olympics a couple years ago. Where they played up that the Olympics in 2020 will be in Tokyo. And Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan, turns into Mario.
Okay, of course.
Runs all around and jumps down one of the pipes. And, of course, this is happening, quote-unquote, in Japan. Mm-hmm. And then in the closing ceremonies, he literally pops up out of a pipe and, like, the Super Mario suit falls off of him.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, go back and watch it. It's like a 3-minute video, and it was probably the only thing that didn't make me punch myself in the balls for watching YouTube videos for like a half an hour. Because I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot about that one. That was so awesome. Because he does. Like, he's riding in the back of a limo, and he's like, we're not going to make it. And so you hear the doodle-doodle, and all of a sudden he's Mario. There's Mario running through the street, and he's looking at a map. Like, he opens it up real sly, and on one side it says Rio, but when he opens it up, it says Mario.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, look at you sly little fuckers.
I see what they did.
Yeah. But, yeah, again, only thing that kept me from engaging in CBT. We had a lengthy discussion about CBT once with Penrose and mm-hmm. Randy and Tommy on Miserable Retail Slave. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, by the way, shout out to Randy for, on his solo episode, he said curmudgeonly or curmudgeon or something like that the other day.
Yes.
Yes. I was so happy to hear that trending.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, the other thing that made me happy was it maintained that you were still the only person that's ever read that word and seen cum dragon.
That's what happens when I read drunk.
That's, you know what, that's, I mean, they've already done drunken history, but we should just do drunken reading.
Yeah.
Like just
that would be fun.
Yeah, get wasted and go on Twitch with, like, green eggs and ham.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I am amazing, not to brag or toot my own horn, but I am fantastic at reading the book Cat in the Hat. I can read it so very fast. There was a point where I had half of it memorized. Again, not to brag, but that would be a fucking amazing book. Anything that rhymes would be fantastically fun to read drunk.
Yeah, I you know what? Maybe grab that copy of Cat in the Hat and we'll see what happens at the end of the show.
I'm not drinking at all today, actually.
Wait, what?
How crazy is this? No one's going to fucking believe me, but I am not drinking anything tonight, and I'm not even pregnant.
Yeah, you better not be.
I know, no. I better not be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. D would be quite angry.
Yeah, seeing how things were taken care of on his end.
Yeah, considering he's shooting blanks now.
Yeah.
It would be a bad, bad situation. Also, immaculate. No, just kidding. Not pregnant.
No.
Not drinking. It's just because I've been drinking nothing but like coffee and vodka and milk, like the leftover milk in a cereal bowl for the last 2 months. I'm starting to feel like shit.
I was going to say, you sound like you might need to go take a shit.
Oh, I don't have to shit right now, thankfully.
Breaking news, yeah, Heather doesn't have to take a dump.
No, it's crazy. A little girl today asked me if I was wearing lipstick. And I'm like, no, I've just been neglecting my body, but thank you. Very dehydrated.
No. This is all natural, pasty white.
Yeah. I'm white with bright-ass red lips. Don't even worry about it. Yeah, so I was afraid I wasn't going to wake up tomorrow morning. And yeah, I'm not drinking tonight. It's insane. I don't even know who I am anymore.
I'm starting to question it.
Right?
Yeah. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cause,
thank you for being here with me anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll tolerate you sober.
Thanks.
And actually, just another funny thing. Someone who is sober, according to our little chat before the show. Does anybody remember Sylvia?
Sylvia.
Sylvia is the girl who it was it your birthday or Jake's? I forget.
I think it was technically like mine, but our birthdays are 3 days apart, so we celebrate together in one gigantic birthday smash. Although I do generally take most of the attention because I'm just like, it's my fucking birthday, and Jake's like, hey, mine too.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, no, it's all hers. Just fucking give her the glory.
Yeah,
Because
I just like to
if
get
she
drunk
blacks
with
out here, I don't have to worry about her putting a tent up.
her. Right? Because that's not socially acceptable.
I just think it's physically unacceptable if you're, pitching a tent in April in Iowa.
Also that, yeah.
Yeah.
There's also that.
You're like, ooh, hey, it's a
But.
heat wave. It's 19 degrees overnight. Let's go camping.
I know, it's nuts.
Ah, yeah, good old
That's where we're
Sylvia.
at right now. Yeah.
Wait.
But yeah. Sylvia so wonderfully tried to invite herself into our lives on our birthday.
Not just your lives, but your bedroom.
Our bedroom life. Also, Sylvia is deaf and got punched in the face at a bar on a birthdays because we celebrate, we party hard.
Yeah, and let me just for the record, when you mentioned Sylvia before, that's exactly how I remembered her. Deaf girl that got decked in the fucking face.
I know, it's insanity. I did not believe that it was happening, and it was literally in front of me.
Yeah, like despite all the sexy talk on the show last week with Tyler,
Yeah,
the fact that she
but
was trying to work into a three-way was
yeah, it's not.
secondary to a deaf girl getting decked in the face.
Yeah. Oh, it was a trip. But now I will not run into Sylvia at the bar anymore, trying to get with my husband and I, because she is having a baby.
Oh boy.
I'm not the pregnant one this time. It's so exciting.
Yeah, we've passed it off. You know what? Let's go ahead and just say it right now. I'm gonna hedge my bet. Sylvia's having a boy.
Boy, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because baby fucking whisperer over here.
Yeah. It's like a
But thank
hobby.
God, because yeah, we are so happy to have Nora. Thank you, by the
You're welcome. I told you you'd have a girl eventually. It just, fortunately it was the third one and not the seventh.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
You know what's insane though? So we have three kids. I will see a family that has four kids, and I'm like, good Lord, they have so many fucking kids. And like my husband's always like, that's one more than we have.
Yeah. Oh, I have it next door.
Oh God.
Next door has four kids between the ages of 2 and 10. And I was over there. I think like a package got misdelivered, so I took it over. And it was like 8 o'clock at night. I was like, oh shit, let me go run this thing over there. I don't want to go any later than 8 o'clock. And I go over at 8 o'clock, and it's like walking into the fucking zoo.
Madhouse, I
I
imagine.
mean, there's two kids sword fighting. One has a wiffle ball bat. The other one has an aluminum children's softball bat.
Oh my God.
And mom is screaming, "Kids, go to bed! It's time to go to bed!" And they're just bang, bang, bang. I'm like, "Hey, this got delivered to my house, and I think it's yours. I'm gonna back out before I get fucking hit in the hip, and I'm really crippled."
That
But yeah.
was a smart decision on your part.
Yeah, that and stopping at two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but trust me, in my lineage, yeah, we were not expecting a girl. So when we got the girl, it completely sealed the deal.
Yeah.
And the tubes. Yeah. Which and I was thinking about this last week. I'm curious as to what my kids, of course, because they're only a couple years apart, so it'll kind of hit them the same. But like, what is going to be their, I don't know, rite of passage movie? That movie that sums up all the struggles that they had, in their teen years. Because I can tell you right now, for me and my generation, the old fucks that we are, I tend to think like American Pie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the struggle to get laid and all the trials and tribulations and the drinking and all this and that. Not so much, you know, busting a nut on the internet. maybe busting a nut to the internet on dial-up.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. See, millennials nowadays, I'm sure they're just like this in the bed. Because it's instant gratification. High-speed internet. You can skip right to whatever part it is that gets you off. No. Not my generation. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just said that makes a lot of sense, actually. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can only imagine, you know, not that I'd want to think of it, but I mean, like, my father's generation, you know, it was sneaking a Playboy, you know, off into the woods, you know, and looking at it, and then, you know, running back to the bathroom, you know, or hiding it under a mattress. And you didn't have, you know, the sexy talk or anything. You just had to look at that steamy look in her eyes and be like, she wants to fuck my hand.
They definitely had way more imagination.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, for me, it was, you know, all right, I got a half an hour before everybody gets home. I think I can do this. And then wait. And wait.
Dial-up is worse.
Oh, it is. It was so bad. But now, you know, some 16-year-old kid wants to look at porn. They can do it riding in the back seat as long as I turn the volume down on their phone. So it's like, oh, you know, they just skip right to the part they like. You know, none of this heavy petting and kissing and slow sensual under it. No. You want to get right to the fucky? Skip ahead 18 minutes. Done. No problem. And even now, again, married, but, you know, the internet is there. Look, people do compilations.
Just all the best stuff.
Yeah.
All in a row.
Yeah, literally, like, if you're into facials and money shots, you can just watch 50 minutes of facials and money shots.
That's sad. Someone literally took the time to put all of those videos together into one very convenient hour special for you.
And they edited, like, 100. So they watched 100 pornos and said, I just want the money shot. Then went into their video editing software and they were like, look at my masterpiece.
And they're so fucking proud of it, because I'm sure it took hours and hours and hours. Yeah.
Well, and the other crazy part is they know what somebody's doing to their hard work.
It's being appreciated to its fullest.
Exactly. Or it's maybe slightly flaccid. I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's pills for that.
True.
I mean, it's even gotten to the point where there's a chewable one. I mean, come on.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it a gummy bear?
I don't know. It's called Blue Chew.
The adult Flintstones vitamin.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It'll get you hard as Fred Flintstone's front tire.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Never buy Flintstones vitamins ever again.
Nope. It'll be Scooby-Doo all the way.
Yes. Thanks for tainting that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm good at certain things. But, yeah, so back to the whole, you know, rite de passage videos or rite de passage.
Ooh, French.
Oui, oui.
Or fake French.
Which is what I'll have to do if I drink too many of these Coronas. I'll have to oui-oui. So, you know, the 90s, for me, it was American Pie. You know, the generation that grew up in the 80s, you know, or had their teen years through the 80s, you know, you had, like, you had Stand By Me. You had Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You know, kind of, again, chronicalizing those young formative years. And, you know, maybe some of the things that you missed out on as well. You go back to the 70s. I mean, you got, like, American Graffiti. But then I look forward, and I'm like, what do they have? Like fucking Twilight?
Yeah. Oh, God. The crazy thing is, like, most of the movies that came out during my formative years were all based off books, honestly, because there was just no original content coming out ever again. Right. They're all based off these fucking young adult novels, which made just life seem so, just, like, so dramatic and so depressing and just, like, high school is such a hard place to be me. It's all of them were.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, there are some good ones. Like, The Edge of 17 was actually pretty good. And Wallflower. But those are kind of recent ones. But other than that, like, there was this movie where Amanda Bynes, she plays a dude. Like, she goes to this school. It's an all-boys school. And she's going to play soccer because she's really fucking good at soccer. But the girls' soccer team is getting cut at the girls' high school. So she has to infiltrate as her twin brother, who does not look like her twin at all. So she wears this short little wig. And then she's pretending to be her twin brother, going to play soccer. And she falls in love with her roommate, who is Channing Tatum, which I do not blame her at all for breaking her cover.
And didn't she recently, like, literally say that she gave Channing Tatum his big break in film?
Yeah, like, something that role, like that. Yeah. Which, his stripping career is what actually gave him his start, because then he started dancing, and those fucking dance movies, which I don't even fucking know what they're called, but not the Magic Mike ones, but the pre-Magic Mike ones. Channing Tatum is just very fucking talented, and he did not need Amanda Bynes. I'm just putting that out there.
He definitely doesn't need her now.
No, she's fucking crazy.
I mean, you see, you know, a train get derailed on the news, and you're like, nah, Amanda Bynes has that beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was much harder to watch. But yeah, I don't know. There's like, I don't know if maybe I was just too sheltered, but like, I know for my generation, I don't know. I can't think of, but besides fucking Twilight, like, what movies were really coming of age movies?
Yeah, and that's what gets me is, you know, the American Pie movie, for me, it covered so much. You know, it was the drinking, it was the trying to get laid, and not necessarily putting the timeline on it, but obviously you have to present it within 90 minutes back then, because a two-hour movie required an intermission. But, again, it's like, you know, what does the current generation coming up, like, have to look to, you know, or be retrospective about in 10 years and go, you know, that movie actually did mean a lot.
Probably that fucking Emoji movie. Like, that's what they'll relate to.
Oh, fuck.
Just kidding.
Oh, God. Well, you know, you're probably not wrong.
I wish I was.
I know. I wish you were, too.
Yeah. My children call it the terrible Emoji movie because that's what Dad referred to it as when we were in Walmart. They're like, what's that? He's like, that's that terrible Emoji movie. And they're like, we want to watch the terrible Emoji movie.
Well, you know, once again, despite our age differences, my hat is tipped to Mr. D on that one.
Yeah, he's just so brutally honest to our children, which I love it.
You gotta be. You gotta be, otherwise they're gonna, you know, you're gonna join a... Sorry, I'm adjusting the chair here. And the microphone, there we go.
Did you bring beer?
No, we're still working on number two here. La cerveza más fina. Imported from Mexico. But yeah, I mean, you got to be honest with them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to temper the expectation.
It is funny. I mean, honestly, the more you talk to your kids, like, not like adults, but they're not fucking lying to them. Like, the funnier they're going to be, honestly.
Yeah.
If they can get that humor early on, they're just going to be phenomenally hilarious.
Exactly.
But, so back to the movie thing, I think that a lot of our generation actually did the nostalgic thing, and like, we latched on to the older movies, because I remember when I was like 19 through 21, my favorite movie was Dazed and Confused.
Good choice. Which
also,
choice.
I mean, it's a fantastic fucking movie. I mean, it was also the time that, you know, everyone smokes pot every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
But that was like my favorite fucking movie ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I will admit that Clerks snuck up on me.
That is a very funny movie.
Yeah, and little did I know that, you know, fast forward 20 years, it was going to become what I was saying, you know, just a few days ago. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Right.
You know? This fucking woman looking at me and she's, well, you know what you need to do is you need to blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, I know what I need to do, but I think if I call you a cunt in front of all these people, I'm probably going to get fired. So I'm just...
I mean, you might as well roll the dice on that someday.
Yeah, though. Right. You know, hopefully they're all old and they'll go, huh?
What'd you say?
Hunt? No, no. Shotgun season is over, son. You can't go bag a deer.
They can't hear you because they're readjusting their hip supports.
Fuck you.
Just kidding.
And Heather brings it full circle back on old Grandpa Ranty. For fuck's sake, I'm still 39. I'm in my 30s, technically, all
right? Right? High fives.
Yeah, which just goes back to the myriad of other injuries I've had across the years.
Yeah.
And they're just like, hey, I mean, you'll just have a natural one now.
If that hip thing works, send me a link to the product because I've been having some pain too.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's confidential, but yeah, if it works.
Yeah, I definitely will not edit that out.
Hey, to be fair,
yes,
three children have passed through these hips, so I actually have a reason.
That's fair. I mean, between these hips, Alaska, I carry billions of potential children.
But they are not 8 pounds.
I don't know. Let me go weigh them real quick. the wife wakes up. I'm teabagging the scale in the bathroom. What the fuck are you doing? Show research. Shut up.
Don't worry about it. Go back to bed. This is very
important. That's right. Why do you have a stack of quarters on there? Look, all right? Just leave me alone. Trying to make everything look bigger. Oh, man. But yeah, Clerks is another one that I didn't realize was going to play forward. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that brings me to second point. I saw this stupid fucking article. Mm-hmm. And it's stupid because the words Kylie and Jenner are in it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, she's the first self-made billionaire.
That's bullshit.
Oh, really? Isn't the whole fucking family quote-unquote famous?
Every single one of them for literally nothing.
Yeah.
They have inflated lips. Their butts and their lips have been inflated medically.
Yeah, and Daddy had the courage to duct tape his dick back.
God. Oh, God.
Yeah, he's a tucked back Jack. That's all it is. Yeah, he was an Olympian. Mm-hmm. But he literally said, you know what? Just, I don't want it anymore.
I mean, to be fair, like, he didn't really look that good as a dude either.
Yeah, I mean...
He looks a little better as Caitlyn, but, it's just...
But...
Out of nowhere. All of a sudden, just out of nowhere.
Yeah. And, you know, I read this article, and it's, you know, oh, she's a self-made billionaire. And it's like, I think she had a pretty comfortable fucking fallback.
Yeah.
You know?
If I had $900 million to start a company with, I think I could probably make it to $1 billion too.
Yeah, and the other thing that kills me is that if I read it correctly, it was her modeling money that she used to start this company, and last year they had $50 million in sales, $50 million or $50 billion. I'm not going to go back and do the fucking research.
Yeah, it's not.
But because she owns the company, it's valued at $1 billion. She doesn't actually have $1 billion in the bank.
She has $1 billion worth of lip kits.
Yeah. She's got $1 billion of fucking lip gloss and, you know, Fire Engine Red laying around.
Yeah, shitty Fire Engine Red for like $40.
Excuse me?
Yeah, this shit is it's ridiculously expensive, and it's just a fucking lipstick. I mean, except it comes with a picture of melting lips. Not even a picture, just a fucking outline. Like a fucking paste-it clip art thing of lips melting. It says Kylie in there. And this shit is so bad. You get the same shit at Walmart for like $10.
Oh, I'm sure you could go anywhere and get it. You could probably, if the, I don't know, fucking Family Dollar probably has
lipstick
just red.
Yeah, and it also will not come off of your face because it's not really lipstick.
Yeah.
No one knows what it is, but it stays on for 24 hours.
Yeah, I think it's a plastic paint.
Mm-hmm. It's acrylic, 100%.
Yeah, that's it. I just and now, God damn it! See, this stupid bitch has me looking through trying to find that article again.
I do think it's unreal how, I don't know if we as a society let this happen, but like the Kardashians, everyone fucking knows the Kardashians. And even if you've never watched the Kardashians, even if you don't give a shit about Caitlyn or Kylie or the other ones, you can just say fucking Kylie and you're like, yep, Kylie Jenner. I know who the fuck that is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, net worth $900 million. Not even a billion.
She dropped down.
Yeah, it's probably because your scathing review of her fucking shitty ass, lipstick. Or as I used to call it as a child, because I had a favorite great aunt who would love to lay a big old just put on lipstick kiss on you. Called it lip stink.
Lipstick? Oh.
Yeah, we enjoyed that.
Oh, this is totally unrelated, but today my son came home today and told me that he didn't want to sit by his friend in class because of the smell of his mouth, and I died laughing.
Well, at least it wasn't his butt or his bunny.
That's true. That's true. He didn't say his stinky bunnies. He said his mouth smells. Yeah. Just like, why are you smelling his mouth?
Yeah, really.
That's just mouth tie that just made me laugh.
Today. Well, and you're saying it's like $40 a tube. It says... her revenue last year, Ulta sold $54 million worth of her shit.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, no, but that's in 6 weeks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's ridiculous. When she puts out a new makeup anything, it sells out within, like, an hour. There was a place here in town that was selling fake Kylie Jenner lip kits. Uh-huh, for $20.
It was K-I-L-I-E.
It was... Yeah, right. Kylie. It was horrible. They were like trying to hit Kylie up on Twitter and be like, hey, by the way, she's skimming some of your profits. You might want to come do something about that here in Iowa. They were literally adding Kylie Jenner on Twitter and about this fucking store in Iowa. Just like, she doesn't give a shit, dude. Yeah, she's not give a shit.
She's going, Iowa? Oh my God, I have to renew my passport. Isn't that like next to Yugoslavia, which is where I have all my shit made?
Ugh. I mean, maybe.
Probably.
No one really knows. Unless you live in Iowa, you don't actually know where it is.
No, you don't. You don't. I looked it up for potential road trip purposes, and then I was like, wait, no. No, not happening.
It's, yeah.
It was like... Driving 16 hours, flight, 8 connecting flights, and finally you get a dog sled.
I know. There was a big news article about one of our big cities, like the one airport that we have in Iowa, in Des Moines, was getting a flight to Tennessee just recently. Ooh. Which is exciting.
Bring back some of that old Jack Daniels.
Right?
Direct import now.
I know. One flight.
Oh, let's see some of the other stuff we're going to. Oh, just a quick PSA. So if you're ever in your local Taco Bell or Burger King or dying shopping mall, and a fight breaks out, can you do us all one favor? It's not wear somebody else's name tag. Just turn your fucking phone sideways, please. We're begging you. We want to see the fight. We don't want 2/3 of the screen to be black letterbox. Turn the thing sideways. Also, another helpful hint. If you're using your camera, it doesn't matter if you have an Android or an iPhone. If you turn it sideways and you use your volume up button, it'll take the picture.
Yeah.
You know, most people are tapping the screen anyway, so it's really not that big of a deal. But just turn the phone sideways, because this Taco Bell fight, I'm like, oh, employees beat the shit out of a customer. Something I've always wanted to do, because the customer was what? Complaining.
That's heaven. I need to watch this video.
There's
now.
Nothing to watch.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Dark, and they didn't turn the fucking phone. I think at one point you can make out a couple ass cheeks. you know, where somebody, you know, they wore a belt, but then they were like, this is supposed to be down by the hole, right? Come on. Just simple requests. That's all we have. Use your turn signal and turn your fucking phone sideways.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had to wash that filth out of my mouth with Corona Extra. La nice. Cerveza Más Fina. Imported beer from Mexico. 12 fluid ounces.
By the way, Corona, you should sponsor us.
Absolutely.
Just putting that out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I might be working on a sponsor. We'll see.
Oh, nice.
We'll see. Not looking at necessarily a lucrative deal, but maybe a little something to give a friend a little bump up. A good pal from Reddit.
Yeah, you're second home now.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, once you kids scroll past all the political bullshit, you know, it's pretty fucking entertaining. By the way, update, someone has not only taken like streamer or something and put do attend in the chain link fantastic. Fence. You know, like most people would take a whole bunch of red Solo cups and push them in there. No, this person got very artistic. I'm hats off. But someone has also now added an ABBA logo.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, sitting right smack in the middle of the lot. So, again, can't wait to live stream that one.
Is that the 12th or the
14th? 27th.
27th, okay.
27th of April to attend.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's insane.
And literally, Mrs. Ranty was like, why in the fuck do you want to go to this thing? And I was like,
why?
It's like somebody is telling me when the car crash will happen and where it will happen, and there's going to be spectacular footage. Why wouldn't you go? You know?
So she's not on board. She's not going with you.
No. This for me will be a solo trip. Might even just make it a day trip. Philadelphia is a little far away, but it's been done.
It's worth it.
God, yes.
I mean, you must attend.
I mean, I must attend. And quite honestly, I must go ahead and pick up a couple little steel statues to mail to you and Tyler.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, and if somebody doesn't do that, if there is not a little peddler cart there with tiny steel statues for sale, I am going to be thoroughly disappointed.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I'm immediately going to run to the nearest gift shop and buy tiny little Rocky statues and mark them up 100%.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Like, hey, get your steel statue right over here. I have cement options, too.
You should just plan on that right now. It's a business affair.
You know,
now.
I should just see if I can add them on as another free shipping item with my hip brace.
There you go. I bet Amazon would do that for you.
Well, if it's anything like stuff in Philadelphia has been before, when there was the Super Bowl run, the dog masks were a big thing. Because you know, we were playing the underdog roles. These people had like German Shepherd latex dog masks all through the stadium. They managed to shut down several Amazon stores that were selling them, like just wiped them out. And I believe in a 3-day span there were 54,000 dog masks shipped to the city of Philadelphia.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And so Philadelphia makes a playoff run this year, and now it's the ski mask. Because, you know, we're going to go in and you know, they're not going to know what hit them. You know, we're going to rob them. And next thing you know, there's a shitload of black ski masks being shipped via Amazon to Philadelphia.
That does not cause any concern at all.
No. Not at all. Very, very... Never mind. I can't even say it with a straight face. I was going to say a very wholesome, low-crime city. But I still love it. Mm-hmm. Best fucking hoagies and subs that you can get, and sorry. I tried to say Philly was low crime with a straight face, and I deserve to be punched for that.
It happens.
Yeah. Let's see. Sad news. Probably doesn't necessarily affect you very much. Certainly doesn't affect me at all. But Luke Perry of Melrose 90210 or Beverly Hills, whatever the fuck it was. I think it was Beverly.
That thing with the zip
Yeah,
code.
the show with a zip code that everybody that's in their, mid to late 30s can go, hey, trivia question. What's the zip code in, I think it's Beverly Hills? And everybody's like, all the 20 somethings are like, I don't know that shit, man. Be like, 90210. And
I
they're like, oh, I've heard
never
of that.
watched it, but I do know that.
Yeah. Well, and back in the day you watched it because back then Shannen Doherty was really hot. And so were the other people on the show that I couldn't tell you their names.
Luke Perry,
Yeah,
apparently.
Luke Perry was on there. I didn't find him hot, but a handsome dude. Not so much anymore, unfortunately. Dead of a stroke at I think it was 51, 52, something like that. Kind of young. And especially for someone of celebrity fame who usually, I'm not saying always necessarily has better access to things, but maybe he did. And maybe it was just unfortunate. And
And it's crazy.
yeah. The other thing though is completely overrode the guy who sang a song called Smack My Bitch Up. Do you know the band?
You're gonna have to refresh my mind on this one.
Prodigy.
Okay,
Yeah, another thing that our parents kept away from us. Because it literally said on the back of the CD with a little hermit crab or little fiddler crab running across the sand. They did not have. See, look at that. You go to iTunes and it literally, you type in smack and it's Smack My Bitch Up, number one hit. Yeah, let's see. Let's see where it starts at. Come on. Obviously, electronica early on. And yeah, he's not going to say smack my bitch up for a while, but literally the refrain is smack my bitch
Nice. Yeah, that's like the devil's music in my household growing up.
Yeah. Mom saw the title on the back of that one, and that CD somehow went missing.
Yeah, she's like, Jesus would not approve of this. No, no,
Right.
no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, and anybody who's religious in any way, shape, or form and listening to this show, A, might not be the right place for you, and B, cover your ears because corny, horrible joke, but I laughed, and it was very simple. How did Jesus stay in shape?
How?
CrossFit.
Girls, oh,
See, I'm not going to hell by myself because you laughed.
I mean, okay, to be fair though, that is not the worst thing you have ever said or done on this podcast, and I think it's funny that you like warned people about that thing.
I stay
But
away from religion.
everything else is on the table.
Yes.
That is good and horribly bad,
Yes.
but that's funny. I'm gonna have to tell
Calling
Mr. B that.
curmudgeonly old women cunts. Pales in
Yeah, no
comparison to a
problem. That's
CrossFit
fine.
Jesus joke.
Right? I was thinking like walking. I did not think you were going to go straight for the cross.
Oh, well, he really nailed that one.
Oh God. Oh God. Yeah, you're going to
I
hell,
am,
dude.
I am. But you know what the kicker is? When I get my hip brace, they automatically are sending me my conductor's hat so I can drive the bullet train straight to hell. Yeah,
Nice.
like I don't have to ride coach. Like they're expecting me. They're like, oh no, we want Ranty here as fast as possible. It'd be like those Japanese trains that go like 300 miles an hour. He's driving the bitch, okay? That's how this works.
That'll be
Oh
fun.
yeah, it'll be a good time. It'll be a good time. I'll let you come up and see all the buttons and the screens and all that.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate
absolutely.
that. Maybe we'll see Chris Vickers on the
I'm
way.
sure we will. I'm sure we will. And the very awkward side of that is he'll actually, his seat is already reserved in between Randy and Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
So I can...
Perfectly nestled.
Yeah, I can see him turn to Randy and go, "Hey, buddy, how you doing?" Look over at Tommy and go, "You piece of shit. I hate you." Ah, it'd be so much fun. So much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, if I go first, which I will apparently with my hip brace and my advanced age, I'll hold the train.
It's definitely going to be a hip related injury that takes you out.
It's like having a second wife, because I love and hate you all at the same fucking time. Oh boy. But going back to the whole Luke Perry dying thing, which had absolutely no gravity on my life until I saw a quote later in the article. Because, you know, it pulls you in. You're like, all right, yeah, I did, you know, kind of watch that show every now and then, you know, just to see if there might be a nip slip or something. But then you do not know who this person is. I'm gonna guarantee it. I'm going to guarantee.
Considering I didn't know Prodigy, maybe.
Yeah, you know what?
It's
I'm just going to go ahead and mark this down on the show notes as a win for me. I'm going to make a little scratch mark right there and put TRB 2, Heather 0.
What's the first one from?
Huh?
Oh, Prodigy.
Yeah.
And then Prodigy. Okay, gotcha. I thought you were padding your score.
I'm not cheating and putting in an extra Yahtzee.
Thank you.
So there was a comment, you know, such a beautiful soul, blah, 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 said Soleil Moonfry.
Yeah, I've never fucking heard of that.
And I'm not bullshitting you. It is a real name, because it does not sound like it literally sounds like a promotional thing they're running at Sonic. You're like, oh, you can also get your Soleil Moonfries with chili and cheese.
Yeah, no kidding. Which sounds delicious, by the way.
It does. It does. Do we need to take a show break and go hit a drive-thru? I'm okay with that. Wait, no, I probably shouldn't drive through because, beer.
And I have kids that'd be frowned
upon. Oh, yeah. Yeah, although I did, Mrs. Ranty and I were thoroughly enjoying an episode of Live PD where Dad left the 7-year-old and 9-year-old home alone while he went to work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the two kids were fighting. And so I guess a neighbor in the apartment complex called in a domestic dispute. So the cops show up and this kid opens the door and they're like, "Hi, where are your mommy and daddy?" And the girl goes, "Mommy doesn't live with us and daddy's at work."
Oh my God, yeah. There was a young couple when Pokemon first came around that left their toddler at home to go catch Pokemon. And I think the kid was, like, wandering around outside or something like that. Like, that's how they found out.
No.
Yeah, like, 2 or 3 years fucking old to go fucking Pokemon.
Jesus. See, that's ridiculous. You know,
ridiculous.
And this guy ended up being in a spot. You know, the mom was batshit crazy and had restraining orders against her and all this and that. She's off somewhere else, like, 5 hours away. And dude, man, had to go to work. I get it. And he had like a plan worked out with this neighbor across the way. If anything happens, go get her. They just didn't have direct supervision.
At least like 7 and 9. Like, that's still young. I would not leave my kids at home at 7 and 9 years old just because they would destroy the entire fucking house and there'd be nothing left when I got home. But yeah, like, that's work. Not a fucking toddler to go Pokemon Go.
No. Pokemon, get the fuck out of here with that. That's what that is. But
I couldn't even believe that.
Yeah, so Soleil Moon Fries with chili and cheese. Obviously you don't know that name. And anyone who's looking her up right now, you may or may not know the show.
Oh, it's a she.
Oh, it's a she.
I don't even know if it was a boy or a girl. That name gives no indication to gender at all.
No, but an 80s child actor.
Okay.
On the show Punky Brewster.
See, I feel like I've heard you talk about Punky Brewster.
She was Punky Brewster. And you know, you go back and look at, you know, this child actor, and then you're going to look at the current photos, which I did. Because, I mean, it was kind of accompanied with the article, and I was like, I need to see more pictures of her. And, yeah. Punky's still perky. Well, hold on. Let me rephrase that. I don't know if she was perky as a child actor.
Yes, that sounds much better. I'm glad you clarified
that. Now, clearly in her 40s, yeah, not arguing.
I was expecting you to say she aged like Macaulay Culkin did.
No. See, the fundamental difference is Soleil Moonfry was not fucked in the ass by Michael Jackson.
I mean, yeah, that will probably age you a few years.
Yeah. The entire concept of bleeding from one's rectum and being doused in bleach hours later, it'll put some miles on you quick.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah. Because I've heard several different things, you know, talking about the whole Leaving Neverland, and and I don't have HBO nor 3 hours to sit down and watch it, but apparently it's pretty scathing.
I imagine.
Yeah, and
he got real fucked up.
Yeah, and we talked about this on Couch Party when I had Penrose on this week. How now apparently the documentary has become the trial.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about it. R. Kelly got away with fucking underage girls since, what, 90-something? Mm-hmm. A documentary comes out however many weeks or months ago, and all of a sudden he's in jail.
That is crazy.
And, you know, if Michael Jackson were still alive, which, in all honesty, the King of Pop, I wish he was still with us. You know, not from the, you know, molestation aspect or anything like that, but just purely as an entertainer. Because I you know, lived the part where he went from, you know, this young child entertainer to literally, like, the biggest fucking name on the planet. You know? And
I mean, everybody knows who Michael Jackson
exactly. is. Like, if you had a kid in your class named Michael Jackson at age 8, even now, you'd be like, hey, did your parents name you after the singer?
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you moonwalk?
Right. I mean, and I'll tell you right now, that was the gateway to pussy. It really was.
Moonwalking. Yeah.
Like if
you don't slide into DMs.
No, you didn't slide into DMs. You just fucking moonwalked in to her bedroom.
Right. And dropping panties exactly. left and right.
You know, guy just walks in. He's got on tight, you know, black leather pants and a red leather jacket. And he's got this box in his arms. And it's like, hey, what do you got there, buddy? He goes, oh, don't worry. I got some sump pumps, because there's about to be some flooded basements in this motherfucker when I start moonwalking.
I mean, you're not wrong. Around. Moonwalking. Yeah. Moonwalking is the sexiest form of walking.
Yeah, I mean, how is any other form of walking really acceptable?
It's not. I mean, it's not. We just tolerate it.
I just figured if I'd been moonwalking this whole time, maybe I wouldn't need this goddamn hip brace and have to endure shit from you in my life.
Right? Keeps your hips limber and oiled.
I can just see it now, like going out on a camping trip. And, oh, let's go hike up that mountain. Oh, no, because I got to moonwalk that shit. No, let's stay on flat, level ground. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yes, but... Yeah, that was, again, guy was literally the biggest, like, you could still have Trump as president. Everyone in the world knows Trump as president. And they'd be like, yeah, he's at best number two. You know, how many fucking Twitter followers would Michael Jackson have?
Oh my God, so many, all of them.
Exactly. It'd be like signing up for MySpace, you know, and Tom was your first friend.
Like
if you signed up for Twitter, you automatically just followed Michael Jackson. And then, you know, if you had signed up, you know, maybe the, you know, little consent form, and it's like, no, I'm 8 and my parents consent, maybe he followed you. I don't know. Yeah.
Which was a bad aspect of his
life. It was.
I mean, we're not condoning that in any way at all.
No. Not one bit. Although I did have a nice little meme I put out right before we started the show. It was, hang on, because I was I was reading about the sad news about Alex Trebek. I'm sure you've heard.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, the poor guy. I didn't even remember what age he was. I think he's like 70 something. Trebek and Pat Sajak and Vanna White are American institutions. They're beyond being a national treasure. Like, they're a pillar of society.
Do you think when the doctor came in the room, he was just like, "Give me the news, doc." He's like, "What is stage 4 colon cancer?" I should not laugh about that.
I think it's pancreatic. Yeah, stage four pancreatic cancer. Very, very sad. But so I watched his little clip that he put out, and he's saying, "Hey, look, I'm going to fight this. You know, the chances of survival are low. And I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to win." And he sounded very confident, which is great to hear, from somebody that, if you haven't watched it, like, I know you probably were forced to sit down with your parents and watch it at dinner, and...
I really actually enjoy game shows. Love game
I mean,
shows.
And quite honestly, we will sit down and Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy the fuck out of it every night.
Right?
The kids will be like, "Oh, I want to watch Fairly Odd Parents." I'm like, "Fuck those stupid cartoon fairies."
Yeah, we're passively learning facts about things that we will never need to know about.
Right, like, what is the gross domestic product of Mozambique? Or, I'm sorry, I'm doing it all wrong. Gross GDP of Mozambique. Or let's do something I might actually be able to answer.
I know, that sounds so made up right now.
Chief export of Costa Rica. Doo-doo-doo. Alex, what is coconuts? All right, very good, and you've taken the lead, Ranty. But no, it was a meme, and it's up top. It says, "In common law, the age of this, signaling adulthood, is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls." And so this is actually an answer. And it's a white dude with a little red tie and a goofy face. And it says, "Tom?" And the guy says, "What is the age of consent?" And then there's a picture of Trebek on the bottom, and he is just grimacing. I mean, just, like, mortified from that answer. And so I took the liberty of putting R. Kelly's face on the guy. Yeah. It's like deleted footage from his Jeopardy appearance.
So that actually happened?
No. Well, the actual question and other guy answering and Trebek going, "Ugh." Yes, that all happened, but yeah, R. Kelly.
The consent thing happened?
Yeah. The guy actually answered, "What is the age of consent?"
Oh, God. They should have locked that guy up as he was leaving.
Exactly. And he had $1,800. I can only hope that was the $2,000 question. And he didn't answer anything else right, went negative 200, and they said, "Oh, sorry, Tom, you're out of Final Jeopardy. And these deputies would like to talk to you." But yeah, so, see, and then there's a, well, I'm sorry, the humor in it, though, because Trebek has never been someone to be doom and gloom, at least from what we see. So he made light of it, and I got a chuckle because he said, "I'm going to beat this thing, and I have to beat it because my contract says I have to do Jeopardy for another 3 years." And I'm like, "Hey, I mean, good on him. He's in good spirits, even though the prognosis doesn't sound good. I don't want to see Trebek go. I don't want to see Pat Sajak and Vanna White retire. I know what's going to happen. It's one of those inevitable things, like losing a family pet." Which, and by the way, our good friend Matt Mayle, we're actually going to have him and Tom on Couch Party week before, and unable to do it. Matt did lose a long time. Your pet, just as long as you don't call it your kid and have an entire closet full of clothes for it, it's still a member of your family. And I'm very sad to say that Matt lost a family pet of 17 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and rightfully so. The man was a bit distraught, so we've pushed off that appearance to an undetermined date yet. So, Matt, I just want to, once again, I know we've talked off the air, if you will. God damn it, I did air quotes. Fuck.
I thought we were past this,
Randy. I know. I really need to go to rehab for my air quotes. But,
rehab. Yeah.
And why are you here, sir? I do air quotes, and they go, oh, yeah, we see the problem with your hands in the air and your two little bunnies pointing at each other. You know, actually, bunny ears, not my ass cheeks.
Yeah, anytime someone says bunnies now, I instantly think of butts. So
I'm telling you, with Easter right around the corner, you are so fucked. There's going to be bunnies everywhere.
He's going to ask every single person, he's like, you want to see my bunnies? And they're going to say yes, because it's fucking Easter.
I was going to say, whatever you do, do not take these children to church on Easter. Whatever you
do. No, sir. No,
because,
sir.
Because you guys are going to go to the adult sermon, and they're going to go to Sunday school, and there's going to be talk of the Easter bunny, and this and that, and they're going to go, oh, I have some bunnies. And there's just going to be this very quiet tap on your shoulder from behind the pew. Can you come with me, please, dear?
Come get your fucking
And you're
children.
Just going to walk and be like, what does this curmudgeonly old woman want? And then, you know, you're going to walk in and the kid's going to be bouncing around with his hands on his hips, bent over, going, look, I'm doing the bunny hop.
It's my bunnies.
Yeah. And sadly, somehow, we managed to completely fucking derail from sending condolences to Matt and his family, which I want to do once again. I'm very sorry to hear about the passing of the cat. I think it was, I'm so bad. I'm pretty sure it was a cat. I'm sorry to hear of the passing of your pet, but I'm even sorrier that that somehow transitioned to Heather's kids hopping around bare ass. But that's how we do here in Rantyville.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
No one knows where this train's
no,
going.
No, except straight to hell. And I'm driving.
Yes.
I am driving. Oh, my God, how do I do that? Anyways, I'm sorry, Matt, and I'm also sorry for the loss. But, you know, I think that's going to bring it right to, well, this week it's your favorite part of the show, because I got to read it.
It is.
Oh, man, I already got enough battery life to pull this thing up. Why don't you go ahead and preface this in while I pull this back up?
Welcome to... Dearest Abigail, fourth grade whore.
Oh my God. And I love it because you literally hit me with these like an hour before the show.
No, I don't like to give you too much time to read through it.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. I did glimpse through this one and wow. I mean, wow. Pretentious.
I know. I know. I just couldn't get over it. I mean, yeah. You'll see.
Yes.
You'll see.
Yes. You will see. And here, swig this so I can get prepared for old lady voice.
Oh, that's perfect. That's exactly what she said.
Oh,
like.
I do. All right. Here we go. Dearest Abigail, fourth grade whore. I've been reading your advice and your mother's for decades. I am an attractive 65-year-old woman, and also write in contradictions. I have no problem meeting men. I have been told numerous times I look 20 years younger than my age.
45.
Good, honey. You did mathematics.
Thank you.
The problem is, if I hear another man tell me how beautiful I am, I may go ballistic. I want a man to appreciate me for my intellect and my personality. I thought when I was past 50, I would no longer have to hear about my looks, because just like anyone else, I expected my nipples to be on my knees by then. Mm-hmm. I want a man to appreciate the person I am inside, not outside. I also need someone inside to knock off the cobwebs. I don't wear makeup, and I don't dress up. What does an old lady do to get a man to appreciate her for her brain and not her looks? Annoyed in Thunderdome, a.k.a. Florida.
Of course.
And Captain Curmudgeon, a.k.a. known as Dear Abigail, fourth grade whore. Dear Annoyed, please cut these poor would-be suitors some slack. Until they get to know the person you are inside, what else would you expect them to say to ingratiate themselves? You've been blessed with good looks, an asset most women would welcome. Stop complaining and appreciate what you have. If you do, you will be an even more beautiful woman inside.
I do love that Abby calls her out. Like, I do appreciate that.
Yeah, she literally just goes, look, bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
No one else.
Shut the front door. Exactly.
I get millions of letters a year. I have never heard anyone complain that at age 65, they're still getting fucking catcalled. Get the fuck over yourself. Love, Abigail.
I mean, just bring up a good point. Like, how are you supposed to come up to someone and be like, you look like your brain is very smart.
Right. Right. I, young or old, I have never approached a woman and been like, damn, girl, you look like an MBA. Girl, you look like a PhD.
I mean, that might work, though. Yeah. You could try that. I mean, you shouldn't, but someone could try that. Yeah, I've never...
And quite honestly, I don't even want to know what's going through that woman's mind as she's trying to figure out what she thinks PhD really means. You know? Pussy, hips, and D-cups? I don't know.
That has probably been made. You know, like someone has probably used that as exactly what you said
probably.
It was.
Probably. It's probably on a t-shirt and hanging in Randy's closet.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's. I think the answer is perfect.
Which is, it's very rare that we agree. Granted, I do think she was much nicer than we are. But she's like, get the fuck over yourself. Like, in a nice roundabout, still having to maintain her persona. Shut the fuck up. And I'm just saying, like, when you're 65 or you're 45, most people, like, I cannot judge anyone over the age of 25. I cannot tell how old they are at all. Like, it's not very uncommon to be mistaken for younger, especially when you're a woman, because people will just generally guess your age younger than you are to not offend you.
That's...
So people are probably like, oh, you look like 64, and she's actually 65, you know. But they're saying, oh, you look 45.
Because apparently, since she does not dress up and she does not put on makeup, she must be a legitimately good-looking woman.
She, maybe.
So you don't want to blow it when you come up and go, my God, dear, you are stunning.
Right. You look like you pay full price at the buffet.
You look like seniors' night at Shoney's doesn't apply to you. But, you know, and I mean, again, she makes it sound like these guys are just lining up and like fucking falling all over themselves. You know, she's just trying to put a little half and half in Splenda in her fucking coffee at Starbucks, and there's a line of male suitors like it's an episode of the fucking Bachelorette. You know, and they're just coming up and going, oh my God, you're so insanely beautiful. Because only a dickhead's next thing would be, how old are you? I mean, seriously, you would have to be a complete fucking muttonhead to walk up to any beautiful woman. If you suspect she's 21 or you suspect she's 65, to walk up and go, damn, you, I just, you know, I had to walk over here and tell you that I think you are gorgeous. Oh, thank you. That's so very nice of you. Yeah, how old are you?
I mean, that is important if you suspect she's 16, though.
Yeah, if you suspect she's 16 and you're, you know, yeah, don't just walk away, you know, unless you're R. Kelly.
I mean, exactly. Yeah. But that is the only situation in which you can ask a woman.
Yeah, and then
how
you're like,
"Oh,
you're 16. Can you pretend you're 14? I want to cut a track with you. Come back to my house."
Oh God.
Yeah, in what, Chicago or something? You know, classy joint. Yeah,
absolutely.
But I mean, again, yeah. How can you bitch about this? And then say,
I think it's
I may go ballistic.
Yeah, no. She, I mean, she literally wrote to a public forum about this issue that she's having. Like, she wants people to fucking know that she thinks she's hot shit. She has all of this attention, all the fucking time on her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just drawing it all to her, you know. She walks in and forks drop and people, you know, necks crack. And, oh, my God. Look, she's not even dressed up or wearing makeup. You know, but then crazy. At the same time, there's one variable that she has not given us.
Mm-hmm.
Where's she at when this happens?
True. Or how old are her suitors? I mean, if they're 80, of course she looks really good.
Well, see, and that's my point. Is she at Starbucks? Is she walking through Target? Or is she just the hottest piece of ass in a retirement home and can't fucking go anywhere unless they're all on the Shady Acres bus together? Yeah. She might think she's...
I'm going to put my money in that last
option. Yeah, because she might think she's hot shit when, you know, she's the only four in a retirement home full of twos, but now by default she's the hottest thing there. I mean, that could answer a lot.
It's true. There's so much more to these G-Rabbies that we need to know. People need to put more backstory into these letters.
But then again, if she said, oh, well, you know, at the community that I live in, well, then right there we know.
I mean, in all honesty, though, no matter where she lives, this bitch is full of herself, and it does not change any answer. Like, get the fuck over it.
No. But, you know, and now that I think about it, it does actually answer quite a few questions. If she was in a home, yeah, she would have no problem meeting men. Again, lack of options. Confined space. I've been told numerous times I look 20 years younger than my age. All these dudes in a retirement home, they've been widowed. And they still won't have sex.
And their glasses are one inch
thick.
Exactly. And they all have cataracts.
And fogged up. Which might be why they think you're 20 years younger. But yeah, I mean, and then she goes on and calls herself. What does an old lady do to get a man to appreciate her for her brain and not her looks? Okay, I'll get it. 65? Yeah. I mean, it's the age of my parents. Yeah, they're old. But I would never look at my mother and go, hey, old lady. Make the fucking meatloaf. No.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I joke around with my dad. I walk in, slap him on the shoulder. Hey, old man, what are you doing? But that's just the relationship we have. But this one here, she's calling herself an old lady. Yeah. That's my guess. She's in a home.
Yeah.
She is in a home.
She has nothing better to do than write Dear Abby.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally nothing else going on in her life other than fucking craft hour.
I wonder how disappointed these people are with her responses. They should, like, have a was this helpful or not helpful button on Dear Abby responses.
Yeah. Well, and so in the comments, an outraged humble brag. I like that term. Blanche Devereaux, I tell you, she's come back from the grave. I appreciate that you laughed at that.
I see the cool
things. Sun exposure and cigarettes really age you. I don't know what this is a response to, but it sounds funny. Jenny Tolan and El Dicko. Yeah, I don't know how El Dicko fits into a Dear Abby comment, but
they just wanted to write that.
Somebody probably read it as El Dicko, but it's El Dicko.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, she's in a home. Point blank.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, she's in a home.
Get over yourself,
exactly.
Lady.
Exactly. And home, I guess, is where we're going to take it now, because we We've covered quite a bit of time on this episode.
Holy cow, we did. It's so many
things. I know.
Things.
And the funny thing is, to the listener, break down the fourth wall here, we literally came in with nothing.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're recording,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So just to give you a little bit of insight on how the show goes, about an hour prior to the show, I was sent a Dear Abby, as Heather moonwalked up in my DMs.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
said,
much.
Pick one of these two. So obviously we went with the humble brag broad.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we spend probably 20, 30 minutes talking before the show, you know, kind of getting loose, you know, usually drinking a little more. And kind of just feeling out, you know, where a topic might be or where something we want to talk about is. Because it's not always, you know, we're not going to go through the headlines. I know I just scrolled through them trying to find that fucking stupid ad about a Kardashian offspring, but... And I don't even know if she is a Kardashian offspring. Don't fucking fact check me on the lineage. I don't care. Nobody should.
I could tell you.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, it's... Literally, it's a shit show cobbled together in like 30 minutes.
Oh, it's crazy. Just like, we'll just be talking at the beginning, and then all of a sudden we're like, hey, that's how the show starts. Literally every
exactly.
single time.
We find our cold open.
It's so much fun.
And then we're like, oh, all right, well, shit. So I took notes on this and this, and I wrote this and this down. Hey, fuck it, let's go. Yeah.
There it is.
That's, you know, that's how we avoid car crashes. On the road to Rantyville. We might swerve a little bit, but we don't go into oncoming traffic and completely fucking wreck the thing.
That's true.
And, you know, I do want to say I'm going to pick the artist of the week this week. I am going to be selfish. I couldn't get it to play right there, but I think in tribute, and God, I think the guy's first name was Keith. Again, fact check me on this one. Lead singer Prodigy. We're gonna close it out with Smack My Bitch Up. Just because why the fuck not? I mean, seriously, we talked about two people dying on this show, and you can either listen to somebody saying Smack My Bitch Up or you can listen to the fucking theme show from a, you know, or theme tune from 90210. We're going with Prodigy.
It's a ridiculous
yeah,
race.
We're going with Prodigy, people. But as always, we can always find us on the twits. You can find Heather at IB4E, sept after C. And me at the Ranty Bastard. Nobody wants to follow me. Her shit is usually way funnier than me, especially because she makes those mom reference jokes.
Oh my God. That's like all my life is right now.
I particularly like the Deadpool one.
That literally happened. It made me so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, clean the house all day, prepare meals, this and that, and the kids are just like, eh. Slip on a Deadpool hoodie, and it's like, Mom, you're the fucking greatest. You're so awesome.
Exactly.
I don't even know who Deadpool is.
They don't. They don't. They just know that Dad fucking loves Deadpool. And they're just like, yeah, Deadpool.
Oh.
They haven't seen it, by the way. They're young children. I'm a very
yeah,
good mom.
Yeah, no.
Well, I'm an okay mom.
No, you're very good. Come on. You put up with a lot of shit for three of them. And yes. Second of all, since Mr. D apparently is the Deadpool fan, we now know that the Deadpool hoodie was actually given as a Valentine's gift, whereas most men go and drop $100 of Victoria's Secret and think, oh, I'm going to get her this lovely bra and panties, and she'll be more than happy to model it for me tonight. Yeah, trust me. Breaking news. The girls know that really ain't for them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and it's uncomfortable
yeah.
as hell.
Yeah. Don't ever buy your significant other a G-string for Valentine's Day. Because what that says is, I fucking hate you. Stick this up your ass. But it's gonna make you look good for about 30 seconds before you go fuck it. Let's just get it over and rip the shit off and fuck me from behind and I love you too and let me go to sleep.
Being married is fun.
Pause for effect. Tell me where I got that wrong.
Yeah, I can't.
See? And then your variation of it is a Deadpool hoodie.
But,
like,
except this is comfortable
yeah.
as hell. So much sexier, too.
You know, I mean, and if that's his thing, hey, more power to him. It was undoubtedly probably a lot fucking cheaper than going to Victoria's Secret. You know, it's like, oh, all right, 0.4 ounces of cotton woven into thong, beep, $49.99. Drop that in the bag for you, sir. All right, and a bra with nipple holes cut out and sequins. It looks like we literally drilled a hole in a disco ball, cut it in half, and put some bungee cords on it. Beep, $69.99. All right, sir, total with tax will be $140. You really love her, don't you? Oh,
that is insane.
I love her so much. She's the greatest thing in my life. Really? Why are you only in here one day a year? Mm-hmm. Again, 140, insert for the chip. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, again, one of my favorite times of the year. Because Mrs. Ranty and I have been together long enough, we don't go fucking crazy for Valentine's Day. We buy more shit for the kids than we do for each other.
Oh, yeah.
But watching the last-minute asshole come in a panic and going, you guys got roses?
Oh, no, we don't got roses.
It's so great. Because I know for a fact that guy is not going to get laid for one of two reasons. One, he completely forgot that it was Valentine's Day, and he didn't get her anything at all. And two, he's not going to get home before she falls asleep, because this cocksucker's running around to every fucking store until 9:30 at night, talking about, you got roses and chocolate? Nope. All right, shit, Target's next. Brrr. Hey, y'all got... Nope. Brrr. He goes up to Kroger. And he drives all around town, and it's like this caravan of assholes. And they just work their way around town, and then they all go home disappointed and jerk off because their old lady fell asleep. So Valentine's works. Hate to tell you. Yeah, mm-hmm. But when you're 16, it's fun. When you're 16, it's fun because you know, in high school, it's not like elementary school. You don't have to hand them out to everyone. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh no, we're all friends. You can be my Valentine too.
Even though I fucking hate you.
Even though you put ink in my hair last week and I threatened to cut you like a bitch.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Here, have a sucker. Maybe I won't stab you in the fucking eye with a stick. God, I love how dark
I'm just
I go.
I'm just picturing Kindergarten Randy. Like, that's exactly what happened. You're pulling from experiences.
Maybe. Maybe I wore the Guy Fawkes mask on the 14th of February. I don't know. Maybe I was asked to not come back to that kindergarten. I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of bloody eyeballs back in 1980, whatever the fuck.
Oh, you don't have to confirm it. We already have.
Oh, shit. Well, that is a fantastic close to the show, but it is not a proper one. It's not a proper close. So, in order to handle that, before we play this thing out with some Smack My Bitch Up in memory of the lead singer of Prodigy, Heather has a very special message for that lovely lady in your life.
Even if your mom Amazon Primes herself hip support, tell her I said hush. You knew I was going to go there.
bitch up.